Welcome to Zion Word Ministries International Podcast. We are excited to have you for today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis. If this is your first time here, please stay tuned until after the following message for more information regarding our ministry.
Thank you so much. Be seated. I want you to go to the book of Ecclesiastes, please, chapter 3 and verse 1. Chapter 3 and verse 1. I was down to the VA to get a little checkup here a while back. This elderly man came in pushing a wheelchair, and he was in really bad shape, about 100 pounds overweight, and, you know, arthritis and everything. And he was just moaning around, and just, you could tell he was in pain. And he finally got set down. He looked at me and he goes, "It's no fun getting old." And I laughed because, you know, it was kind of funny. But the truth is, it isn't any fun getting old. Well, that brought this message on, all right? To everything, there's a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. Amen. Time to be born, time to die. That's all I want to look at because there's 100 messages here. Time to be born, time to die. How many has been born? Well, guess what now? We have to deal with this. Now, personally, and I hope you're in agreement with me, I hope and pray the Lord comes back and redeems the church and we won't have to face the grave. But even if we do, we won't be there anyway. So this is the deal. But we still have to deal with these things. Grief counseling, yes, we got to deal with this. And, you know, when Moses died, they wailed 40 days. We've taken death out of the family and taken it to the morgue, and they used to leave the dead body in the house. Hello. People would come and wail and cry, and about the time you're through, then somebody else comes in and wails and cries, and that starts the healing process in a human being. You can't bottle it up when you face these things. Because sooner or later, you got to let it out. Now, that's one reason why, don't take this wrong, because females have a tendency to let it out. And men bottle it up. And that's one reason why females live a little longer than the masculine gender. So, let it out, please, you men. I need you to hang tough with me in the church. Not leave me but with a bunch of ladies that's, you know, widows. Okay? Don't do that. Turn to your husband and say, "Don't do that." Praise God. Well, that kind of brought this on. And so, Acts chapter 2 and verse 17 now. Hallelujah. I want to look at the last part of this verse. I'm going to read the whole thing, but I want to focus on the last phrase. "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, young men see visions, and old men shall dream dreams." Old men. Old men shall dream dreams. Now, what's an older man? What's an old man? Well, when I studied about King David, do you know he died at age 70? Yeah, we're going to look at a scripture here in just a minute. They said he was young, and now he's old. Now, there's six stages in life journey. Infants, 0 to 2 years. Childhood, 3 to 8. We're talking physical now. Adolescence is 9 to 18. Early adulthood, 19 to 45. Middle adulthood, 46 to 65. Later adulthood, 65 plus. Then we get into the golden years and this and that. Actually, there's 12 steps to it, but I've condensed it for our pure minds. The point is, there's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Now, I'm going to cheer you up real good tonight. Hallelujah. So he said, the old men shall dream dreams. Now, I don't really know what old is, because it seems to me it's the inner man that's what makes the difference. The outward man perishes, but the inner man is what renewed day by day. But we need to believe God to live a long time. Now, if you honor your parents, hello, somebody. The first commandment with promise was to honor your parents. You'll have long life on the earth. Even if they're deceased, even if they were no good rascals, you still must honor your parents. If you want to live a long time, amen. God's not going to change the word just because you were raised rough. No, we've all had our school of hard knocks when we were growing up through adolescence and young adulthood and so forth and so on. But now in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, in the New Testament, Paul said, let no man despise your youth. Now that means a young person. Now what's young? Well, it's the opposite of old. And young people, don't let people put you down because you're young. Amen. In the ministry, you're either too young to be a pastor or you're too old. Well, the fact is, the one behind the pulpit is the pastor no matter what the physical age is. Okay? I realize it's difficult to take a counsel from someone that haven't lived long enough to know anything. So it seems to me people shouldn't really pastor until they're at least 30 or 35, maybe 40, 45. Okay? No, probably, well, I'm guessing. It depends upon the maturity of the person and the word level and the calling. But it'd be difficult to oversee a church if you haven't lived long enough to know what life's all about. Sometimes wisdom comes from just living, you know? So that'll be up to God and the person involved. But let no man despise your youth. Then we're going to go to David's scripture that I quoted in Psalms 37:25. Psalms 37:25. I want everybody to read this. Are you ready? Out loud. You ready? Go. Amen. He said he had been young and now he's old. Like I said, when I was running out the lifespan of King David, many think he died at age 70. I can't disprove that, so we're going to take that as a grain of salt right now. But 70 to me doesn't seem to be old. I think the average lifespan in America, don't quote me on this, but it seems like it's around 78 or so, maybe in the 80s. The ladies live a little longer than the men for the most part. But I don't believe in God to make it to 85 at least. Amen. Even though we're not promised tomorrow. I know about the 120 money, but at the rate of decline, I don't think I want to.
What'd you say, Sonny? Huh? Come here. Where are you at?
See, it's difficult to... Now, Zach can imitate an old man, and he was imitating me, and I, you know... He puts on the frown and the cane and walk like this, you know. But he said he was young one time, and then he was old. And now I'm going to really build everyone up in the faith here. You know, when we're young, I say young, when we're parents and we watch the children. And mine's always said, are you watching, Dad? Are you watching? Yes, we're watching. And no matter what they were doing, are you watching? I noticed that about Zach playing soccer. Are they watching me? But as time passes, the kids watch you because you get old. You know, some of you have been coming to church here 25, 30 years, different locations, but the same ministry. And it's difficult to have a church in this country because there's so many choices, you know, but only one where God wants you. And, you know, you've watched me age. How many has been coming here over 20 years? Raise your hand. See, most of you. Most of you. Some 25, some 30, you know. My family their whole life. They've had to listen to me. And you've watched me age. You've watched the gray hairs come. And a few extra pounds are under the belt. Yeah. And I've watched you age. We've watched each other age. Then I've watched you age, and you watch me age. We've all watched each other age. And what's the meaning of life? Somebody tell me. You're going to have to think before you answer that. Because the Bible says we're just a vapor, and then we're here today and gone. We're like a flower. We fade away like grass. I think about my parents that's gone on, and sister and everything. You know, it doesn't seem like it's only been just a short time. I look in the mirror, and there's an older man looking back at me. So I'm buying a new mirror now. One that squeezes you down, you know, makes you look trim and slim. You know, I used to have a six-pack, now it's turned into a keg. But, you know, it's life. And the option is to not be here. So we need to praise God that we're alive. Hallelujah! No matter what our age is, we need to thank God He let us live another day. When we crawl out of that bed in the morning and put our feet on the cold, cold floor, thank God you woke up for another day. Because many people don't. I tell you, when this guy said it's no fun getting old, I started to think about that. And I think Sister Mary's getting younger over here. I tell you what, she's getting around spry like a 50-year-old. Never seen nothing like it. Amen. There was a guy in the Bible that God gave him 15 more years to live. Amen. Judgment came from the prophet. Before the prophet got out, God said, go back and tell him this. God changed his mind. Praise God. God can extend our years, people. Yeah. But you got to be in the will of God. Amen. That's what really matters. Now to cheer everyone up real good, let's go over to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, please. Amen. So now we're going to speak to the young people, and we're going to speak to all of us really, because none of us have got one foot in the grave yet. Verse 1 of Ecclesiastes 12. Well, remember now thy Creator. In the days of your youth, young people, remember God now. Because it'll just be a blink of an eye and you're going to be old. I know you're going to get the world by the tail and you're going to conquer the world and do this and that. But the truth is, it's a very short time and you're going to be old. Like I always say, just one life will soon be passed. And only what's done for Christ is going to last. Amen. Go out to the graveyard and look at the tombstone. Born in 1960-something, died in 2018. Well, that doesn't really matter. The dash is what matters. What did we do with our life while we're here on the earth? You're doing right by coming to church. Pat yourself on the shoulder, okay? You're doing right. You're honoring God. But we need to live for God all the time. Amen. All right? And deny self. He goes on to say, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh. In other words, they're going to get older. When you shall say you have no pleasure in them. Like this man pushing the wheelchair, he had no pleasure in getting old. But the fact is, he was old. So Solomon begins to give some wisdom here. So verse 1, live for God when you're young. Because there'll come a time you may forget what you thought you knew. You get forgetful when you get older. Amen. How many has to look for your car keys and your sunglasses and your cell phone and your Bibles and your hindquarters? Huh? What do I do with this? Where's the beeper to the TV? And, you know, and we can't remember, you know, what we did. I think that's somewhat normal, but then it's part of aging. Now, I know some of you hyper-faith people, nah, not me, bless the Lord, no. Well, what'd you dream last night? I forgot. Well, I didn't forget. I had a dream last night. I was shooting a guy with an AK-47. He wouldn't die. It wasn't from God. No, too much popcorn, so I throw that out. I have had dreams from the Lord, though, and I was in the Spirit, and that's how you know the difference. And they'll be in color, too. Verse 2, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. So in verse 2, it's talking about the mind loses the power of recovery after a storm. Life is not as bright as it used to be. And I don't feel like I'm good for much because I'm old. So that's one reason that the older ministers that serve God their whole life, I invite them to come and minister. They need to feel like they're still important. Glory to God. Just to have Brother Thompson come. I remember he could barely get up and he'd go like, get going like that. You get it going. That's the way it is when you get older. You know, you lose your balance a little bit, and you have to get it going here a little bit, you know. And he'd go over there and climb up that thing and come over here and preach the word. Amen. 80 what? When did he leave? 90 years old? But he needed to feel like that he was important, and he had a lot of good stuff to say. Amen. I didn't agree with him on everything. But he loved God. He was saved. Good pastor, faithful. I think the church, well, you know, the preacher's too old. We need to get somebody younger that can take this thing and go with it. Wrong. God sets up, God tears down. You don't like the pastor, pray God moves him out. We need to feel like that we're important, that we're needed when you get old. I've had people in church tell me they were getting old. Well, I don't feel like I belong here. I don't feel like I'm wanted. I said, who told you that? Well, I just don't feel like I'm wanted. Well, if you wasn't wanted, sister, I'd tell you. Don't put words in my mouth. Well, people just don't accept me. Well, join the club. She just gets senile. I'm going to come up with an anti-senile pill to give everybody. I'll invent one, make $1 million, praise God. And it will not be going in your mouth. Now verse 3. And the elders is going to carry it out, praise God. Yes, you will. Now let's go to verse 3, moving right along. That reminds me of a joke, but I'm sanctified and I can't tell it right now, so all right. Let's go to verse 3 here. Thank you. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and grinders shall cease because they are few, and those that look out the windows are darkened, hands and teeth and eyes get dim, hands get feeble. And, you know, I noticed that about myself getting older. I held a glass the other day, and I just dropped the thing. Whoop. Just slipped out of my hand. Anybody ever do that that's old? Anybody do that that's young? Thank you. I must not be that old then. I mean, just, I catch myself doing something and then, oh, I got to do that. Then I forgot what I was going to do. Anybody ever do that? Any young people do that? You're making me feel better. Praise the Lord. You know, the teeth begin to fall out. Reminds me of an old horse, you know. I used to have horses and, you know, that they'll eat the grass down to nothing and then they'll grind their teeth off and you've got to have the veterinarian come out and grind those molars off so they can eat or they'll starve to death because their mouth only closes this much. So they can't nip off any grass. But the way you can tell a horse is old is that the gums pull back from the teeth. They've got real long teeth like that. That's how you know they're not a young horse. Amen. So not always, but a lot of times when the teeth begin to fall out and dentures are needed. But nowadays we got the Roto-Rooter thing, put a tooth in there and they look good, don't they? I mean, what, the $2,000 a tooth, something like that? So it cost you $20,000, $30,000 to get a new set of teeth. My granny used to take her teeth out and put them in the, you know, a glass of water by the side of the bed.
Good night, Randy. Tomorrow.
You know, I mean, dentures. Now they're making dentures where they can put them in your mouth and it don't hurt that bad. But back in those days, they couldn't make them fit, you know, and they griped about they couldn't eat food because food gets stuck underneath the dentures, you know. Just life. Verse 4, and the door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low. He shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Can't hear like he used to. Test, test. Can't hear like he used to. I'd like to thank God, though. I had my hearing checked the other day at the VA, and I got good hearing. Amen. Well, some of us down at the borderline, but, you know, normal for my age. Thank you, nurse. Thank you so much for reminding me I'm old. I don't have to wear a hearing aid yet. But she said, now, if your hearing gets bad, you need a hearing aid to compensate that frequency, or your ears will get worse. So now I'm going to sell hearing aids to everybody who needs them in here. My mom went up there, and I'm just joking, my mom went up there to Joplin to get checked up, and she had two hearing aids, $2,000 a piece. Think about that. What a ripoff. I went up there and one of those hearing aids was broken. And they tried to tell me, oh, your mom tried to eat it for candy. Them idiots. They expect me to believe my mom could chomp those hearing aids and she was so doped up she thought it was candy? No, they broke it. And I couldn't prove it, so I'm upset at Freeman's. $2,000 out the window. But, you know, I don't blame people for getting hearing aids. If you can't hear, get them. Praise the Lord. But most of the time, they don't work too good. Some of you got some hearing aids that work pretty good. You know, we've improved. And it's not wrong to wear them. Wear them if you need to wear them. You know? But, hey. All right. Can't hear. Hair turns gray. Hair turns gray. Hair turns gray. Some of us color it a little dark, you know. Who was it? Kenneth Hagin Jr. He dyed his hair a little bit too much, cold black, and you could tell it was fake. You know. Yeah, what's wrong with the color of your hair the way it is, people? God made it that way. What do you want to change it for? Moving right along. When you get old, now this is the kicker here. When you get old, everything seems to be a burden. I mean, everything. Burden. The older you get, the more burden. That's the reason when you get old, you want a small lawn to mow. You don't want a big lawn. Amen. I don't want no anything that eats. And you know what dogs do when they eat? This one guy had a dog named Egypt. What did you name him Egypt for? Well, every time he goes in one of the rooms of my house, he makes a pyramid. I don't want no dogs. No! First God. I told you I've lost some people. You got to pray for me. Been in the ministry too long. I need to retire. Turn over to somebody who don't know anything. Praise God. Let's go to verse 5 quickly, moving right along here. Now this one I can identify with this one. I really can. Verse 5. God help me. It's my dad's fault. That's what it is. And I'm sorry, Bailey, but Seth got his personality from me. So let's pray for him. Verse 5. Also when they shall be afraid of which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. Desire shall fail because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about in the streets. The older we get, the more afraid we are to meet God. That is, if you're not ready. Then we think about the wasted years. There's a song Jim and Faith Armstrong sing, wasted years, oh how foolish. Turn around, God is calling, you know. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your years. You have a chance right now to make every day, every month, every year count for God. Don't waste it, because life is short. Real short. In fact, when you get up in your 60s, you realize we can't slow time down here. The weeks are just flying by, and the months, and we can't seem to slow it down. Well, of course we can't. But we begin to realize how short life is. Desire stops. Do not want to do anything. No initiative, no drive. Just want to sit. My mother-in-law, up in her latter years, she's sitting in her mobile home. She said, I just sit here and look out the window and nobody comes to see me. Is that what's waiting? How many's got older parents that are still alive? Anybody? I mean, older, like, you know, 70s, 80s. Give them a call every now and then, ask them how they're doing, will you? Because nobody really checks on them. Yes. If I could go back, I'd spend more time with my dad. Because you can't go back and get the years that we waste. You can't go back, make things different. It's too late. But the good thing about it is parents understand how it is. They've lived. I'm maturing yet. Then the long home will be heaven or hell. Now that can be really good for people, but it can be really bad. So when a person dies, God says all the souls belong to him, and at that point he decides who goes where. Either up or down. Actually, Jesus is the one that is the judge. So we need to stay on his good side. Verse 6 now. Your silver cord is loosed, the golden bowl is broken, and the pitcher is be broken at the fountain, and the wheel broken at the cistern. So the body wears out. And I told Brother Thompson years ago before he passed away, I said, well, the best thing we can do as believers is to have our physical body all wear out at the same time. Not just one organ, you know, become dysfunctional. Everything wears out at the same time, and that's as good as we're going to get. Amen. Then verse 7, then shall the dust return to earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it. Now that's been misunderstood. Sure, the dust, the body returns to the dust from which it came. No cremation, no ashes, no such thing in the Word of God. And the reason we go back to dust is because God said, we'll go back to dust. Okay? We can't prevent it. You go down here at the morgue, all we got this coffin here, especially if you're grieved and someone's passed away. You've got this coffin here for, you know, $900. And this one over here, though, is $1,500. It's got a really good waterproof seal around it. Then we got the vault. You know, the vault, we got a waterproof vault. BJ has told me there's no such thing as a waterproof vault. No such thing as a waterproof casket. After a few decades, it all rots and water comes in on the corpse anyway. Pretty morbid, isn't it? But it's life. The spirit of life, whom God gives, doesn't mean the person was saved. Amen. Not everybody's saved. Only a few. The saved people go to heaven. How many understands that? The lost people go to hell. And that's sad. I don't think we'll get into the meat of the sermon tonight. I think that's good enough to discourage us all and depress us enough tonight. But I've enjoyed watching you getting older. At least we haven't had to preach a funeral. But if the Lord should not come back and rapture the church soon, sure as I'm standing here, there's going to be some funerals. And we do not know who's going to be leaving. Maybe me, maybe you, maybe a young person. Old people die, and young people may. Now, if you're above the age of accountability, you need to give your life to Christ because you're not promised tomorrow, young people. You hear me? Yeah. You need to be sure. What do I need to do? You need to repent and give your life to Christ. Quit playing around with this thing. But what about the older ones? I went to see an old man one time in the rest home. We talked with him for about an hour, and I said, sir, what does hinder you from getting saved today? He said, well, I don't believe what you're saying, but I said, what's holding you back? He says, well, I might want to get out of this rest home and take me a drink. That was the only excuse he could come up with to keep from giving his heart to the Lord and becoming born again. He might want to get out of the rest home and take a drink. Drink a whiskey. So that's what he meant. I said, sir, what makes you think you're getting out of here? And guess what? He didn't get out, except feet first. There's been too many people die and go to hell and reject the offer of salvation that I've experienced, and I don't like it. What about you? Let's stand to our feet tonight. God is not pleased when people turn a deaf ear. You know that? I think everybody here is saved, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not the Savior. But I know this much. Life is short. Life is short. If we have to ride this, I think about a friend of mine. We were shooting a game of pool one time. I was witnessing to him. And I said, Dave, if you have to ride that altar every Sunday, do it to make it into heaven. He didn't. He died, and that was the worst funeral I've ever seen in my life. There was no hope in that funeral. I mean, it was bad. Where's he at? Think about the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was comforted in paradise. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell. It still is heaven or hell, everybody. We have no right, no authority to change the message. It's heaven or hell, and it all depends upon what you do with Jesus and the rest of your life starting right now. I want to know how many is going to serve God and live for God 100% no matter what. No matter what the devil tries, we're not quitting. We're not going to give up and cave in and go the way of the world. We're not going to do it. Everybody shout, we're not going to do it. Praise God. God will test us. He'll let the enemy come and test us to see. But if you have faith in Christ, Holy Spirit will carry you through to the victory. My mother-in-law said, when I die, you tell my family there's only two places to go, heaven or hell. And I told them at the funeral, and they all got upset. Well, fine. It's still heaven or hell, and it always will be. Amen. It all depends upon our walk with God. Are we saved tonight? Amen. How many's not sure? Anybody not sure? Young person? Middle age? Older? If you're not sure, now's the chance. Get down to the altar. Be sure.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis, pastor and overseer of Zion Word Ministries International. If you're looking for a way to get plugged into what we are doing, you can visit our website at zwmi.com or jump over to our Facebook page at Zion Word Ministries International. You can also subscribe to our podcast in other ways, such as iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Thank you for being here, and remember to keep the faith and stay in grace.